We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. We'll talk about Brock Purdy. We'll get back into that in just a second. I wonder, 888-957-9570. Are Niner fans even awake out there? Do they even care? We'll play the cut again of what Jet York said, but, you know, Jet York said that he expects Brock Purdy to reset the quarterback market when he's up for a contract. So,
do you like the new beard on Jed?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's got the big ball spot. I don't like the
because
I got mine. My ball spot, too, is coming.
No, his hair looked pretty thick.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, the back of the head.
I didn't see the back.
Not the back, but the front. The plugs have been working for sure.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
That's okay. Why are we shaming people for that? If I had the money for him, I would.
I would not be doing that if I had the money. Nope.
I'm not going there. Not
jeez,
going there.
Okay.
By the way, good morning to everybody out there getting after graveyard shift.
Good Lord.
You want to talk, Spinotti?
What did I do? I'm supporting the guy out there.
He won in double overtime last night.
Took off that damn jersey. That's what you did. You wore the damn jersey.
It's Kobe Bryant. Show some respect. Rest in peace.
One of the most ball hog, selfish basketball players. Great player. Rest in peace, Kobe.
But yeah, there you go.
Let's be real. He shot you guys out of a lot of playoff games. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal.
Credit you five championships.
Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. Shout out to the Comcast business text line. Shaq.
I love Shaq.
Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
Four.
If we're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you will be flushed. Flush Spadoni's ass.
Shaq won.
I'm flushing this Kobe take.
Flush Kobe.
He won the three with the Lakers, and then one with the Miami
Spadoni. Get him out of here.
I think your boy Wright was a rookie on that team.
Darrell Wright.
Yeah,
he was a rookie out of Miami Heat.
Yeah.
That flush was brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Shout out to them. Maybe they can help out Shasky in the morning. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 Game Insider, does a great job at The Athletic. Anthony, so Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain said they would be willing to come to Sacramento to help your boy out. They'll do anything for you, Anthony. Now, Shasky had a situation this morning before we break down some basketball. At 4 something in the morning, I guess his shower was flooding because his wife's hair was in the drain. So at 4:30 in the morning, he wanted to be a plumber. I say to hell with that. Just wait until later in the afternoon. I'm not doing anything at 4:30 in the morning. What would you have done had your shower been, you know, not going to water, not going down a drain, two wells, going down very, very slowly? What if Anthony Slater have done? Would you have written an article in the shower? Would it have stopped you from writing an article? Or would you have grabbed the plunger, said, you know what, I'm going to get my plumbing on?
I would have gone to another shower in the house, honestly. But I don't know, you know. I wouldn't have written a story in the shower, I'll tell you that.
No doubt. No plus minuses, no X's and O's. Like, Shasky's out here going crazy, waking up the household at 4:30 in the morning. It's just some things could wait, that's all. Could wait a few hours.
He woke up everybody, including the baby?
Yep.
Technically, the baby was already up.
Okay, well, yeah, then. You know, then he was up. Then the house was up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Klay Thompson was up yesterday, too.
He
had the flower shirt working, the button up, and he was inserted back into the starting lineup. Now, a lot of people have been making a big deal about the starters and the bench offseason, all kind of driving me crazy. I only care about the finishing lineup, but were you surprised that Steve Kerr adjusted his starting lineup yesterday against Miami?
Not really. You know, he kind of said it was matchup related, and they knew with who Miami had available to them, which was like all defensive players and Eric Spoelstra available to them. He figured they were going to kind of muck the game up, and that meant just more spacing. But also, I mean, it's what the trend lines have shown him, I think, should be continually done, which is, you know, Klay Thompson is shooting it better than pretty much anyone in the league over the last 20 games. And yes, the Pajemski starting lineup has been really good, but so has the Klay Thompson in his spot starting lineup. I think they've been now, they're 42-19 was their score yesterday. They were plus 23 in 12 minutes. And just like, you know, that lineup works with Klay. It's worked really well with Klay. And Klay has been playing 30 minutes off the bench anyways, basically. Pajemski's minutes have been going down a bit as his, you know, scoring's gone down a bit. But so it doesn't matter too much necessarily how you deploy Klay's 30 minutes, but I like him with that unit. And that part of the reason that they did the Pajemski unit was because what the numbers said. Well, the numbers also say the Klay unit works, so maybe keep going to it.
And I thought that Wiggins was excellent at halftime. The adjustment to come out, and it felt like a concerted effort to feed him and for him to be aggressive. How can that sustain?
Well, it's a little bit on him. They kind of try to implore him to be aggressive at times. Steve Kerr kind of tries to blame himself, saying he could run more actions to get him downhill more. But some of it, right, was just Wiggins. Like, he got to his mid-range a couple times. He went down rim. I think he got a putback. He had 8 points in the first 3-4 minutes, and he was good on Rozier too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the question of how to sustain it is the question of the last decade, right? I mean, depends on the night.
You know, the spacing, you bring up the spacing. Is Pods kind of clogging the drain? When you have clogging the drain, we're talking about showers and toilets here, but clogging the paint, Anthony, when you have Draymond and Pods, it does feel like it restricts the spacing on the floor for guys like Wiggins and Kuminga. Especially, you think about Kuminga in that Indiana game. They were sagging so far off of Draymond that Kuminga's going in, and he's got to do a better job of attacking the paint in that situation. But 4-17, it does feel like the spacing was compromised with Draymond and Pods. And we know Draymond's not leaving the starting lineup. He's your best defender, especially team defender and communicator right now on the Golden State Warriors.
You're a constant advertisement right now.
You like that?
Yes. I think that, I mean, you know, Kerr made the point. It was for spacing, which would indicate, you know, that you know, getting Pajemski out of there for Klay helps the spacing. And that helps Kuminga, gives him room, helps Wiggins. But, you know, like, Pajemski is their best plus-minus guy this season. He's plus 217. Nobody else is more than, like, plus 130. So he does do a lot of stuff that generally helps the guys out there around him. But, you know, I would say what's crazy, I remember when they drafted him, like, as we're breaking down film, as we're figuring out what type of player he's going to be, you're sitting there going, well, it looks like he'll hit the three, the open three, but, you know, how will he survive defensively? How will he survive in the margins, athletically, all these various things? I think he's been good defensively. He obviously leads, you know, the NBA in charges, the rebounding, the assists, the connectivity, whatever you want to call it. The shot has been the one thing that I think has hurt him, you know, because I think long term that, you know, for him to reach his ceiling, he has to be a feared shooter that does space the floor. He's still willing to take the three and at times hits it, but I'd say that's the part of his game that kind of needs to probably sharpen up the most, right?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, he had the little push shot in the lane that was nice, and Fitz was elaborating on how he's going to have to do more of that little, like, push floater, not the hook shot, the push floater, yeah. And I'm kind of with him. It's his little, like, three-point shot is, it's very high-arcing. It's not Tim Hardaway-esque, if you will, but he, like, really shoots it up into the air. I don't know. It's an interesting release. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just...
You know, he's been better off the dribble from three this year than catch and shoot. Which is odd. That's opposite than what you think. And then, yeah, the hook, I've talked to him. He wants to go to more mid-rangers. And the hook was something that, you know, through the team, they thought was maybe something he should try this year. I think that's been scrapped. When's the last time you saw him try one of those?
Five or six hooks? Games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like that's been kind of quietly you know, nicks from the repertoire. And he, you know, you would think if you watch his game, oh, he's the type of guy who doesn't want to do mid-rangers because you never see him. But then you go talk to him, and he's like, no, I want to get to that. Like, that is something in my career I would like to have in my game.
Yeah. So, Anthony Slater here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, our 95.7 The Game insider. We think about the Warriors here, and I'm thinking about Sunday after the game with Draymond's basically saying, yeah, I'm not happy. I don't give a damn about the Rockets, but we're not playing well. We're too quiet. Now you get a game in Miami, and obviously they're missing four of their big dogs, and Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and Kevin Love and Duncan Robinson. They're missing a lot of guys. Tonight they're playing the Orlando Magic, who have the best defensive efficiency rating since the All-Star break. Their rebound percentage is first in the league. Opponents are not shooting the ball well. Opponents are turning the ball over against the Orlando Magic. This feels like a real good litmus test for where the Warriors are at on this road trip here. Are they? And look, we've seen it all season long. They've kind of lost these games this season. But I'm really looking forward to another young athletic team and the Warriors trying to navigate and figure things out against the Orlando Magic. This win will go a long way for them.
Yeah, I agree. This is their hardest remaining game on this road trip. You know, they go to Charlotte, to San Antonio. Nothing's a gimme, you know.
Right.
But this is, you know, we've these daily check-ins we have with this team. But, you know, they're talking last. You know, I thought they had the right message last night post-game of not being too happy with the win, just knowing, hey, look, 24 hours from now, tough team in Orlando. And, you know, they've had good wins this season but not sustained excellence, and not that last night was excellent, but a win tonight would be good. You know, I obviously tracked the Kings. The Kings came into Orlando and won the other day. You know, yeah. And it was a nice win for them, and it was just a professional performance, because I think the Magic are a team that are very beatable if you just bring
right.
You know, again, a professional approach that's been, you know, eluding the Warriors at times this season. So especially on a back to back, older legs, we'll see what they do.
Orlando does not shoot the three ball well as Shasky. They don't shoot at all. So be wary of Markelle Fultz and Jalen Suggs having the games of their lives from the perimeter. They don't shoot the three ball well. I think they're one of the worst teams in the league, Anthony, in three point makes and 3-point percentage.
Jalen Suggs hurts the Warriors from three, though. I can remember game that? Last year.
Yeah.
He hit two big ones late, including the game winner. They never win here.
Yeah, when's the last time they won there? 2017?
You should have the stat if you're hosting pregame live tonight.
Oh, I'm asking you, Mr. X's and O's.
X's and O's. Hey, my history here. I feel like they always play afternoon games here. It's not tonight, obviously. but you know, it's a little sleepy at times. But you know, it should be a better atmosphere tonight. So maybe they'll be more alert because this is the best Magic team they've played since. Probably the Dwight Howard era.
Wow.
Rashard Lewis, Shamir Nelson, Hedo Turkoglu. God, what an era that was. Did I mess something up there, Joe? You were looking at me.
No, I wonder who beat them in the finals. Crazy.
Kobe. Wow, we go full circle. TJD, any update?
He looked fine yesterday when I saw him pregame doing a little workout, postgame in the locker room. I think you'll have like a will he play, will he not play update in about 2 hours or so from now. But it was clearly very minor, and I wouldn't expect him to be out long, even if he misses tonight.
Just a random one, but I noticed last night, I mean, defensively, to Bonte's point earlier in the show, like the kitchen sink was thrown at the Warriors in terms of they were trapping, they were blitzing, there was a box and one. I mean, they did a lot of different things. Zone.
How about the full court press?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. There were four or five occasions, not only did they press at a perfect time, the Warriors had zero sense of urgency, knowing about the 8 seconds to get across the, you know, the half court there. And like, it felt like it was a wrinkle that more teams should employ. Why isn't the press more employed?
Well, you got to remember, they were playing a Miami team last night that, you know, while they were missing their floor spacers, Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero, missing their best player, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Love, another guy, those aren't their, like, athlete defenders. The Heat are loaded on the back end of the roster with, like, you know, well-conditioned, 6'7", you know, wings that are super hungry, that when they get their opportunity, and Eric Spoelstra runs, like, basically a military program there, are like, you know, go attack defensively. You're not going to score much, but if we're going to win tonight, you're just going to bother the heck out of them for 48 minutes. So I just think it's like personnel-based. You know, you're not going to, you know, be able to get LeBron James and Anthony Davis to you know, pick up full court all game, or even if it was Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero, while the Heat may have threaten the Warriors more yesterday and won because those guys were hitting threes, they wouldn't have been pressing them as well, right? You know, Tyler Hero out there trying to, you know, take Chris Paul's dribbling. Duncan Robinson's on the backside of the press. So I just think it's personnel-based. It's just heat-based, too. So, like, I don't necessarily disagree that I think at times teams should spring that on guys, but it just depends on who you have out there defending.
The Warriors have not won in Orlando since February 28th, 2019. They've lost five straight games in Orlando, Anthony. And you're right. They've had some Sunday morning games, some Saturday afternoon games, some weekday games. It's always a weird, murky time. The back-to-backs with Miami and Orlando. So they haven't won there five straight times. It'll probably be my opening monologue. Looking live in Orlando, and the Warriors haven't won there since 2018. There
you remember, but I remember about last year's game. It was part of that 0-5 road trip at the start of the season.
Oh, yep. Jenny Suggs, two steals.
Yes, but it was also, I remember Wiseman had a rough night.
Oh, yes.
And Kevon Harris was, like, ripping offensive rebounds from him. That was like, and they changed the lineup the next day. That's when they moved Wiseman to the bench. They put Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome in, and it was just like they completely overhauled the rotation.
Oh, yeah, they lost. Game. I'm looking at the score right now, 130. I can't remember all the games. The year before, Draymond hit like a three before the end of the third quarter. He was barking at the Orlando bench, and then late in the game, Curry misses a three. Draymond didn't even look at the basket on the three-point shot. All these games have been murky, and they've come down to the wire, it feels like, down in Orlando. Just a weird place. Just a weird place to play.
It is a weird place, and it's loaded with Warriors fans, typically. Like, at almost as much as any, you know, opposing arena. Like, all the Florida fans just come here and descend. And then they have, like, a bar restaurant that's like on this tunnel to the locker room.
Ooh.
That it's wild in there. You know, they're basically walking out to like a parade at times.
All right. Last question. Since you all are also our baseball correspondent for the American League with your Guardians, give me your MVP and Cy Young predictions out of that area.
Jose Ramirez, Shane Bieber. How's that work for you?
For the Giants, you guys making a deal? I give you Marco Luciano right now.
Yeah, there you go. is this? Yes, seriously, Shane Bieber might not be on the roster. But when are you asking me my Giants MVP?
No, I'm asking you American League. You're our American League correspondent. All right.
Okay.
American League MVP and Cy Young prediction.
Wow.
Ooh, how about Juan Soto as a big year?
Wow.
In the Yankees.
I do like that. I like that a lot.
Okay.
That's not a bad one. I think Shane Bieber is going to have a monster year.
I love Shane Bieber.
Yeah, I mean, you still got him on fantasy?
No, I don't. I actually, you wouldn't want to hear what happened to my fantasy.
That's a whole nother segment for another day.
Yeah, I boycotted my keeper league. I'm not playing.
We're up against it.
They did some things. They did some things that that I'm not too thrilled with.
That's a sad state. So I'll go with that. How about that?
I like it. And I'm holding that against you.
And we'll go to a game this year, Anthony. We will make it. Well, you're all the way in Sacramento. Maybe we'll go to a Rivercats game.
A's game at Rivercats Stadium.
Right? You know where Cleveland opens?
Where?
Four-game series in the Coliseum starting tomorrow night.
What a way to get the fans in. Cleveland versus the A's to start the season.
And Anthony will be on the road.
Come on.
Unless you're going to cut your road trip short. You got to cut your road trip short?
I actually am cutting my road trip short. I'm going to Kings Mavs on Friday, but I'm not going to Guardians A's game. Sorry.
By the way, Kings got blasted last night. I haven't heard from King fans this morning. Five-point game at the half. And as you know, they were not lighting the beam in the third quarter, man.
Bye, Anthony.
Why are you kicking Anthony off? I can't talk to Anthony. Brock Purdy. Hey, how you feel about Brock Purdy resetting the quarterback market? As Jed York said yesterday, Anthony. Brock Purdy resetting the quarterback.
I'm much more worried about the Tua Tagovailoa market. Let me tell you. but, yeah, I mean, that's going to change some things for the Niners. How does Brandon Ayuk feel about that? That's my bigger question.
Anthony, you're like, man, this is why I love you, man. By the way, they haven't won in Orlando since 2018. Mark it down. I better see it in the store tomorrow morning or later on tonight.
All right. Well, will it be after a win or a loss?
Oh, what if they lose? They've lost six straight times in Orlando, according to Morning Roast correspondent Vontae Hill. I just want to make your article.
I'll see if I can slip that in.
Tell your editor not to chop that off. Anthony Slater on 95.7 Game Insider. Have fun in Orlando tonight.
All right, y'all.
All right, man. Anthony Slater. It's my guy. It's my guy right there. Love his stories. Love his insights. Love that we could talk baseball, football, have fun with them.
Orlando Magic history versus the Golden State Warriors.
They haven't won there since 20. I told you, I've been on this. They haven't won there five straight times. It's a tough venue for the Warriors.
The last time the Warriors won in Orlando, Scott Skiles was the point guard.
And you know how I feel about Paolo Banchero. I'm going to be a little conflicted today. I will be. That's like my guy. You know? I'm a little conflicted today.
Can I ask, who isn't your guy?
That's a lot of guys who's not my guy.
I know.
Like, James Harden's not necessarily my guy. You know? Paul George is not my guy.
Really?
No, I'm not a Paul George. I don't what hate is it? Paul what George. Is it? I'm a Kawhi guy. Just, you know, I have my
I'm
guys.
I'm a Kawhi guy.
I'm a Kawhi guy.
I like to I like sit Kawhi. At a dinner and bring a bag of apples and hey, just eat them randomly.
Absolutely. He's my guy. Hey, talk music and shoes with Kawhi Leonard in the Toronto locker room.
Okay. What about
my day.
Kobe? I thought Kobe was your guy.
Kobe was never my guy. Oh. I respect Kobe, but he was never my guy.
But LeBron was your guy, and then now he's not?
Yeah, you had to be either Kobe or LeBron. You couldn't be both.
So you were LeBron.
LeBron was my guy. Was.
Can only be one king.
I mean, seriously.
Gunnar Henderson, my guy. You know?
Speaking of the king.
Wait, who's the other guy on the Orioles that's your guy?
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson that's got with fair. The Orioles last year. Audi Rushman,
that's
who,
not the setup
who we're going to see in the
yes,
home run
sir.
Derby.
I was going to give you Jackson Holliday when he comes up. Or Colton Cowser.
Well, they got Tony Kemp now, so look out.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, gosh. Who's my guy, Cedric Mullins Jr.? He's a baller. Baller. But Paolo Banchero.
Traded for your other guy, Corbin
Paolo
Burns.
Paolo Banchero. Yeah, Corbin Burns is their ace
the
now.
Bonte, my listen, guy team is dude, so stacked.
Dude, my guys.
Who's Paolo the Mount Banchero. Rushmore of Bonte's guys?
Mount ooh. Rushmore right now, my guys? Ooh. Ooh.
Whoa!
Ooh. It has to be non-local teams,
what
right?
What sport?
Ooh, we'll go baseball. Gunnar Henderson,
uh-huh.
Bobby Witt Jr., Acuna Jr., Austin Riley. I do love me some Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel Air down in Dodger Stadium. He's legit. One of the best catchers nobody talks about
not
for
Will
whatever
Smith
reason.
With the Royals?
No, not that guy.
The pitcher?
Yeah, the lefty.
Used to be the Giants.
The lefty. Yeah, the lefty closer. Who else is my guy?
Wasn't he on the Rangers last year?
Who else is my guy? My God.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
What? Oh, my goodness. With all of the cancellations going around in the music industry right now, don't play that ever again. That could be repurposed.
Just the guy conversation.
The guys.
So,
my guys.
So keep going.
So who else
so you're basically
guys?
An Oriole Brave stan.
No. Player stan. Verlander, Max Scherzer, my guys.
Okay, two Hall of Famers.
Oh, my new guy coming up. He's already my guy, Josh Young from the Rangers, but Evan Carter's going to be my guy. Nathaniel Lowe's my guy. who else do we have? I'm going around the league here. We keep going. Let's see. Julio Rodriguez, I do love. J-Rod.
I mean, you're
J-Rod.
Just picking all the good young
no,
players.
No, but that's what I do. Bobby Witt Jr. is my guy. My guy, Trey Turner, always been my guy. All right? Nick Castellanos, kind of one of my guys. This Albert kid who's pitching for the Reds, kind of my guy.
Wait, kind of my guy? How do you go from kind of my guy to
kind of my guy?
Bonte
my guy.
Is essentially Scott Boras. He controls everyone.
He's kind of my guy. You know? Manny Machado, kind of my guy. It's my guy. I got a lot of guys.
I mean, the list would be small. This is like when someone goes into a deli and they're like, you know, I'd like, you know, what they call the gym or, the, you know, whatever. There's different names for sandwiches. But I don't want lettuce. I don't want onions. I don't want mustard. I don't right. want mayonnaise. And the deli clerk's like, why don't you just tell me what you do want on there? So instead of you telling me all the people who are your guys, just give me the three people who aren't your guys in baseball.
In baseball, who aren't my guys. Freddie Freeman ain't my guy. That ain't my guy.
Yeah, baller, Acuna didn't rock with him in the locker room.
Ain't my guy.
He's a hell of a player.
Yeah, my guy. He is a hell of a player. Gerrit Cole, not really my guy. Something about Gerrit Cole. I love you, Brandon Crawford. I know it's your brother-in-law, but that ain't really my guy.
What is it?
It's just the big gauge.
There's a template
dude.
Here. Keep
the
going.
The big gauge. It's just see him flail and start walking guys.
I'll give you one more.
He's always complaining. Who else is not my guy? Fernando Tatis Jr. is not really my guy.
I love Fernando Tatis Jr.
He's not my guy. Not my guy. Nope. Not my guy.
Not my guy.
I'm going to say that's like a not my job.
Kyle Nelson, Arizona Diamondbacks, that's my guy.
I played against him in MLB The Show yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Online?
He came in relief and struck me out.
Oh, that's sounds about right. Bonte definitely hates Trevor Bauer. I don't hate Trevor Bauer. I just don't think the dude's a good human. Anyway, what's coming up in the game brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite. My guys, Shashy guys, Jack Peterson, not also my guy. Tommy Pham, my guy.
It's Brock Purdy, your guy.
Oh, it's a hell of a tease. Alex de San Jose, you're on deck. Is Brock Purdy your guy? You want to reset the quarterback market? We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.